Ash, and I'm back with more Ashaholics. And
you sound so sweet.
To you by JulieLynn.com. I am sweet. I am really sweet. So I've talked about a lot of really cool things on VividRadio.com, and I have somebody else here, really interesting, cool, to talk to me about some of those ideas. I don't want to give up too much, but I have on Twitter Mr. Jason Phoenix with me.
Hi, everyone. How's it going?
How are you today?
Doing pretty well.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Nobody has any idea who you are.
I'm Jason Phoenix. I'm pretty new to the adult industry, and I'm on the opposite side of you. So I get to...
You're on good, she's evil.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I get to play with the pretty guys on...
Which isn't fair. Guys in gay porn are so much hotter than guys in straight porn. It's just an injustice on life.
Is that a fact or a rumor?
No, it's a fucking fact.
I guess maybe opinion.
They're beautiful. They're ripped. They have countless amounts of abs that I want to bite. They're always well-groomed.
Look at me. Don't I look like that?
I thought you auditioned on the casting couch like last week. You know what happened?
I don't know.
I clearly remember this.
I work out.
Is the gym that way?
Exactly.
So what I think is really interesting about you, and I've talked about on Vivid Radio before, is that you are actually a bisexual man in gay porn.
Yeah.
And it's not socially acceptable for men to be gay. Of course it's acceptable to be gay. It's not acceptable for men to be bisexual because people feel that you're either straight or gay. And you get it from both sides. You get some pretty big heat on Twitter and stuff for that, don't you?
Yeah, there's a lot of hate that I get sent my way just because of that fact, because I'm not really in either camp, and I don't really see myself as bi either. It just kind of, I let my body decide what it likes and what it enjoys. But it is interesting to see the contrast between the acceptance of just being on the straight side or strictly being gay and being on the gay side.
Do you do straight porn as well?
I have before.
Okay.
I have before. So... interesting story is when I started, Jason Phoenix, and I started getting a little bit more popular and did some more stuff, what I didn't expect to get is a lot of the hate from the gay community,
right,
about not being fully gay,
right?
Which I found ironic. And, if you don't like it, that's fine. That's your own prerogative. That's totally okay. But why do you need to... Tell me how wrong I am.
Don't you think it's because they have the fantasy too that, oh, you're one of us and we want you to be one of us and you should not want to go like.
It's also sort of ruining the fantasy, because I got a lot of that same negativity on Twitter when I switched from girl only porn to actually taking dick on camera. Everybody thought I was 100% gay, even though I admitted that, I date men and women. And then when it finally came to light on the camera, it ruined this fantasy. But I'm not getting it from women being mad at me being a lesbian. I'm getting it from men being mad at me for not being a lesbian because they want to be the only dick in my life.
Yeah, but also then you all of a sudden you start doing interracial, you get shit for that. Like, it's like whatever you do, you're going
to
piss somebody off.
I know, it's shocking to me.
Interracial, I don't even know why that's anything.
Yeah, I couldn't believe when I got into porn that interracial was even a thing, because when you go over to foreign countries, that category doesn't even exist,
right,
at all. And I thought when I was going to start doing boys on camera that I would be doing all boys. I also thought it was really weird that I had never worked with Skin Diamond, and I couldn't figure out, why. Like, we both have a little bit similar performing style and all that, but companies had never hired us together. You can only exclusively see us on JulieLynn.com.
That's true.
Yeah, but beautiful is beautiful, and I don't understand why people
how long have you been doing this?
With it. It's just basically in the last year. I did kind of a solo a few years ago when I was a lot younger and scrawnier, right, and kind of had a little dorky look and like sideburns and stuff. But
that would be interesting to see.
Yeah, after that.
Actually, he had a fan that superimposed both pictures together, and it's a pretty interesting difference.
Oh, really?
It's an adorable difference.
Grown up a lot.
He's much more tan. He was kind of glowing in that photo. What is the biggest culture shock to you, being so open and sharing with the world your sexuality and your sexual experiences?
I don't know. I guess the culture shock is wondering how it's going to be when everyone finds out. Because I guess my other side, like my real life or my family, no one knows about it yet. And eventually they're going to. And it's interesting to see how people take it, because from our perspective, we see sex all the time. We're seeing a lot of different stuff all the time.
It's like no big deal,
exactly. And everyone does it, whether you're hiding behind your Twitter handle or looking at it in on your computer at home. Like, yep. Everyone has that side of themselves, but they're so afraid of just letting it be out there. So I think some of the performers that I work with on my side and the straight side are some of the bravest people, just because they are who they are and it's out in the open.
I feel like a lot of the negativity that is pushed towards adult performers comes from a lack of courage to be open about who you are. It's almost a jealousy for our bravery, in a sense.
Yeah,
very much so. It's very judgmental, and it comes from an insecure place. And it's, you know, it's really fucking hard doing what we do. I mean, it's hard thinking.
You think it's hard doing what you do? It's hard doing what I do.
Yeah.
Putting up with you.
You're a professional babysitter.
Exactly.
No, that being said, I totally understand the negative connotation that comes with doing this kind of stuff. And there have been a lot of performers in the past that do it, you know, might do it in a sleazy way, or you get some really questionable characters that do this kind of stuff.
Well, there's
but that doesn't mean all of us are
right,
like
but
that.
That's the thing. It's like I always tell people, no matter what in life, there's the good and the bad and the ugly in everything, whether it's porn stars, rock stars, celebrities, actors, actresses, accountants, lawyers, there's the good, bad, and ugly in everything. You'll find, I would say some of my bestest friends, like Ash, is a porn star, and like the nicest girl I know. Yeah. Now I know big famous people and they're fucking assholes, so... You know.
So you've only been doing this a year, but you've gotten a lot of interviews, you've gotten a lot of attention, you've gotten a lot of hype. Have you gotten annoyed with the basic 10 questions that everybody usually asks you?
Oh, not quite yet. I don't know, I'm not that popular.
What are those
yet.
Basic 10 questions?
Why did you get into the industry? How long have you been in? Why did you choose your name? What's your favorite scene? Who's your favorite person to work with?
What's your onset fantasy? What do you want to do? Just the same. It's the same myriad of questions, but
why did you get in it? What sparked that moment? What do you remember the day when you said, "Hey, I'm going to do this"?
There wasn't really a day that I said that. Now with my regular job, I wasn't making very much, and I was working a lot of hours. So, of course, there's the economic, you know, forces there. Like I can make my month's salary in an afternoon, which is fantastic. And for a young man. You know, the opportunity to do that kind of stuff is finite. You know, if I want to try this out later in life, it probably won't be available. So I got the opportunity. someone approached me, and it took me actually quite a few years from that solo to the point where I'm at now to really be okay with it and to just kind of embrace it and just be like, yeah, this is something I'm going to do. And we're going to go for it and see what happens.
Just remember, as I tell everybody I've ever met in porn, that this is just one chapter of your life.
Exactly.
It's not the whole book.
And I mean, it can send reverberations or impact later down the road. But if you choose to be successful, if you really want to be successful, it might slow you down in some areas, but you can get around it. You know, you can overcome it.
Do you have like website and things like that?
Not yet. I'm sure I will. I'm getting there. I'll be a little bit more free in about 4 months to be able to do that kind of stuff. So, get there.
What companies have you worked for?
I'm an exclusive for C1R.
Okay.
Right now, and my contract will be up in December, I believe.
Are they based here?
Yes.
Okay.
LA area. So we'll see if they want to keep me or not. I don't know.
Wow. You should perform together.
We should perform together. It would be a good scene, I think. It really would.
POV.
POV. Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because there's also the impact that it might have on, you know, Ash's career or, you know, how the industry, because it's very, very hypocritical, especially on the straight side. I mean, I think the...
Well, a lot of the straight guys...
It's been really interesting to be around the gay side and the performers, and there's a huge difference between... the performers interacting together on the gay side than the straight side. You know, it's very cutthroat. It's very competitive on the straight side. It can be very malicious. It can be very evil,
catty
even. You know, it's like never graduating high school, but this time being really open about your sexuality. And on the gay side, I notice there's this camaraderie and there's a lot more professionalism. And
they all promote each other. I mean,
big time. I've noticed that too. I've been around gay porn a long time.
Right.
And I have friends in the industry and stuff like that. And I've always felt like there's this supportive,
It's great.
We're all in this together. kind of like thing.
The people you meet are amazing. That's one of the reasons I love it so far. It's just met so many great people. Even the performers, producers, photographers, they all seem pretty amazing so far with my experience. So.
If you ever go to New York, you have to let me know. You have to meet my best friend. Okay. He would love you.
I love that.
You know.
We actually attended the Grabbies together in Chicago, and it was really funny because... people knew who I was, sort of. I actually had a couple gay guys that were fans of mine, and Shishi LaRue, who runs C1R,
right,
brought me up on stage and was like, "I'd like to see your cock," and I'm like, "Well, mine stays at home because it'll get me in trouble, but it's big and it's black."
Take it off.
And a lot of people must not even heard that on stage because they kept walking up to me going, "Oh my God, you're so passable," and I'm like, "Baby, I was born with the right equipment." You know, like, some people actually really thought I was a super passable tranny, which, I mean, I wonder how much money it would cost for somebody to have that kind of transformation.
Wow.
And I'm kind of jealous. So it would be nice to be able to take, you know, your stuff off. Like, oh, I don't need my balls and my cock today. I'm just going to conduct my daily life without those influences.
I don't need the testosterone.
Get all my errands done.
Yeah, exactly.
So you also started dancing, in a sense. You know, us girls talk about feature dancing all the time. Yeah. But how is that for you?
The go-go dancing.
The little tiny shorts doing the downward punch.
Yeah, working on my dance moves.
Have you got a moonwalk yet?
You watched Magic Mike to prepare.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that actually did happen.
I love Magic Mike.
He's actually pretty skilled, by the way. That's some pretty
Channing
impressive
Tatum's got
dance
some fucking moves.
Moves,
man.
So if I can be that good, you know.
Channing Tatum, yes. He
oh, my God.
Yeah.
With or without clothes, he's
I
want to
be
dancer.
In a threesome with him and his wife so bad. She's so pretty. And he's gorgeous. Oh.
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think
you think really don't think so? Though. She's got that whole sovereign thing going on, the dark hair, the beautiful eyes.
But she's not drunk like Sovereign is all the time.
Oh man. Bad dick. All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening in. Jason, thank you. Where do we find you if we want to?
Well, thanks for having me. My Twitter is at Mr. Jason Phoenix. So that's how you find me.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, and bye, everyone. Mwah.